Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you're a guy that's obviously been, you know, up around NFL rosters. I mean, you know, I would imagine you know what every transaction term at this point means in terms of practice squad waiver, all that stuff. What is it like for a guy like you who's on the fringes of an NFL roster for so many years? I mean, you're doing this 4 years now. What kind of life is like that? Is that for you?
It's an interesting life for sure. I've moved countless times, honestly. It's good and it's bad because I've got to experience a lot of different cities all over the country and stuff like that. So that's cool. But in terms of just having to get up and move my life pretty often, that's not very fun. My wife hates it too. She has to move our stuff most of the time because a lot of times, as you know, they call you and you have to be there within a day, so day or two. And so I'm out right away and she's left to pack up all the house, and that sucks for her. But yeah, it's kind of just always being ready and being willing to just move around and do what it takes to, you know, still you make good money here. And so there's not many other things you can do to make this much money. So I guess moving around is a side effect of that, you know, kind of have to deal with.
Do you kind of laugh when people think NFL football player and probably assume you live some glamorous lifestyle that's, you know, lifestyle of the rich and famous kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions is that, like, when you get signed, like when I got signed as an undrafted free agent, people are like, oh, well, now you're rich. It's like, no, that's not the case. I was in camp my first year and barely made anything, and then wasn't signed pretty much my whole first year and had to live off what I made and for like a little signing bonus in camp. And so, you know, part of it's a grind and it sucks, but you just got to keep working and hope your opportunity comes.
I'm sure being signed to the 53 is still something you see as an accomplishment, but maybe not the same excitement about it as you did the first time. What about this occasion? Do you feel more confident in your game that maybe this time you might stick and be able to hang with the team, you know, for a long-term period of time?
You never know, but I know that I've been working hard ever since I got in the NFL, and I've improved every year. And there's always different things are working to improve. So hopefully if I can clean up some things, it'll help me stay on the roster a little longer this time.
How close did you think you would come to forcing what would have been a monster fumble on Monday night against Kansas City?
I thought I had it, and then I saw the replay, and it just my heart sunk, to be honest. It was just like, damn, that was so close.
Cool. Well, congrats on getting to 53, man. Good luck rest of the year.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, Justin. Matt Bove with the ABC station in town. Congrats, like Thad said, on the 53. I guess as you look at this defensive line, how do you see yourself fitting with that group, and maybe what, you know, strengths do you have that could provide some extra pass rush or, you know, help stopping the run?
Honestly, I just try to go out. I try to have as much of a well-rounded game as possible. I work on run defense every day. I work on pass defense. Whatever I see in the game that I feel like I didn't do well, I'm going to go before practice every day and work on that. And then whenever they put me in, whether it be first down and I'm a run stopper or it's third and 10 and they want me to rush a passer, I want to be able to do as many things as I can to help me get on the field.
Is that versatility something, you know, you hope that you can latch on to as, you know, you try and stay on the 53 here moving forward?
Yeah, the more you can do, the better chance I'm going to have of sticking around. So that's why, like I said, I'm trying to work on every aspect of my game so that it's not just he's only in on this one situation, you know?
Thanks, man. Congrats.
Thank you.
Hi there. How do you think your game has kind of grown? What have you been working on? To, you know, in order to earn and, you know, earn and get this opportunity?
One of the biggest things since I got here is we're a lot more penetrating style defensive line. I hadn't necessarily come from systems that were as penetrating as this one was. So I really had to focus on just getting off the ball every single play. And it took me a little bit, especially through camp and stuff, but I'm starting to get better at it. And I still work on it every day because sometimes I revert back to some old habits and I just kind of have to get rid of those.
How much of a change has that been? I mean, when you've been a couple of different places, it's different approaches and different techniques everywhere.
Sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't hear that one.
Sorry. How much of a change has that been when you touch on that? I mean, when you've been a couple different places, you know, every different team has different, you know, techniques and approaches to that.
Yeah, there's different techniques everywhere. And it's kind of been a blessing in disguise going so many different places because, you know, there's not just one way to play D-line. And so getting to learn from different coaches with different technique philosophies, I'm able to pick and choose different things that work the best for me. And definitely our just getting off the ball here is one thing that has really helped me this year.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, Justin. It's Jason Wolf at the Buffalo News. How you doing, man?
Good. You?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time. Curious, what do you think you've proved to the Bills and what do you think that you've proved to yourself so far this season?
I think I just shown that I'm going to, you know, come out here every day, work hard, run to the ball and play with great effort. And I think that's probably the thing that I've shown the most. And that's one thing I'm proud of just because that takes no skill and it's just something you have to do every day. And I think that's one of the things they like the best about me. And, but yeah, I still have a lot to improve on and different things that I need to work.
Sure. But you've been working so hard and so long for this opportunity. And then there you are on Monday Night Football against the reigning Super Bowl champions. And you had yourself a game. So that must have been, even in a loss, it must have been gratifying in some respect for you personally, right? With all that you've put in.
Yeah, it was definitely a nice experience. It would have been better if we got that win, got the fumble out, got the win. That would have been awesome. But, yeah, it was good to be out there. I mean, I've been around – this is my fifth year, and that was my fifth game playing. So every game I get to play is a great opportunity, and it's just another chance to show what I can do, and it also helps me know what I need to improve on.
I know that you were a wrestler in high school. And, you know, so was Sean McDermott, and he's big on guys with a wrestling background. How do you think that helps you the interior of the defensive line?
Wrestling was a great help for my football career. That's actually why I did it. I only wrestled 2 years. I played basketball in the first 2 years. And I talked to some people, and they told me to try out wrestling because it would help me with football. And I think just, like, using your hands – playing with leverage, different things like that. Especially I was a heavyweight and I only weighed like 230, 235 in high school. So I was usually a smaller heavyweight and that really helped me play with leverage. And I'm a smaller D lineman now. And so I have to play with leverage.
Michigan's a brutal state for high school wrestling too, man. It's one of the best in the country. You didn't go up against cream puffs there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.